Okay, I'd like to, on behalf of the Stop the War Coalition, on behalf of the Unison Northern Region and the Martin Luther King Peace Committee, welcome you to this rally for a future without war. I'm Roger Nettleship. I'm the convener of Newcastle Stop the War Coalition. I've been involved in the coalition since it began, and I'm also an international officer for Unison in one of the health branches. So it's the 10th anniversary of the biggest demonstration that took place in Britain, with over 2 million people demonstrating in London against the planned attack on Iraq. And indeed, there was a demonstrations throughout the whole world on that day, which millions of people took part. And this demonstration, for the first time in graphic terms, demonstrated what the people of the world were saying, that this war on terror and these wars were not in their name, and that another world was possible. And in fact, on that day, I think the New York Times said that, had to admit that the people had become the second superpower. But not only did the people, did the anti-war movement create such a popular mass movement against war, but the fact that Blair carried on with the invasion of Iraq showed how far the executive power of government was at odds with the people's will. And it showed how predatory the Anglo-US powers have become then and since, where they said that the rules of the game had changed. So it also placed at the centre of the demand of the people that warmongers had no right to rule for an end to pro-war government, and that the demand for an anti-war government in Britain. And it united the youth and all sections of the people, peoples of all different political views, people of all different religious beliefs or none, and so on. And 10 years on, their wars are still carrying on. But of course, because of this massive anti-war movement, they try and reinvent different ways of presenting their wars, like responsibility to protect, and trying to dress up their wars in different ways, as they've done in Libya, and now they're trying in Syria and Mali. Here in the Northeast, not only has the anti-war movement continued to organise and maintain the anti-war movement at the centre of the events of the region, but over the last couple of years we've striven to give new impetus to this anti-war movement. And in particular, we've re-engaged with the peace movement in terms of the sections of the people in the university. We've started to re-engage with the working class movement and trade unions. And this is reflected in the organisation of this rally. And one of the first organisation, the Northumbria and Newcastle University's Martin Luther King Peace Committee. I'd like to give a big thank you to Nick McGoran, who's brought this work into the work of the Stop the War Coalition. And he asked me to say that Newcastle was the only, how their committee got founded was that this Newcastle and the Newcastle University was the only city and university that offered an honorary degree to Martin Luther King when he visited in 1967, and that the committee has been set up to keep alive the Christian critique of militarism and advocacy of peace. Secondly, Unison, which is the Unison Northern Region. Unison is the largest public sector union in the country, and I think the largest union in the Northern Region. Again, Unison has always been involved. If you look at the photographs of the demonstrations, the members and the branches have always been involved. But particularly last year, when the regional council delegates came together and passed a motion to fight for the alternative to war as part of the whole fight for the alternative in the region, and the fact that the responsibility to their members, who are increasingly being drawn into the military and being either killed or maimed in these wars abroad, which have been launched by the British government. And then, last but not least, the Newcastle Stop the War Coalition, which was founded in 2001 and has kept the whole anti-war agenda at the centre of the politics of the region. And that coalition, which is it's been called the Tyneside Stop the War Coalition. We've had the South Tyneside Stop the War Coalition and Hexham Peace Group and many others in that period. But all of them have come together to represent that. And I'd like to give a special mention to the Muslim community in the Northeast and in Newcastle, who have played a very important role in our coalition. And Mahmoud Kurdi, who's one of their representatives, who supported the actions of the Stop the War movement, the Palestinian Solidarity movement, and so on. And that's where we meet in the Muslim Welfare House every month. So I'd like a special mention to that. So I think this is a great movement, and we need to carry it forward together and build it and strengthen it.